Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new edition of Smile and Shine, the only Italian-American bilingual show. This is Claudia Maragno, connected directly from Italy, and I'm very happy to introduce a guest of ours, a very special guest. She's Dr. Francesca Sera. She's an Italian doctor working as an associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine. She arrived in the United States in 2001, where she moved to New York, New York Medical College, and after that she continued her education in Canada before coming to Boston. So now she's currently working at Boston University School of Medicine, where she's conducting a number of very interesting research projects on cardiovascular diseases. She's also a very, very social person, and she's passionate about PIB, which is Professionisti Italiani a Boston, an Italian-American organization that gathers a lot of professionals coming from different parts of Italy. Welcome, Francesca, and a big pleasure to have you.
Hi, Claudia and Viviana. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Francesca. Welcome. So you are an associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine. What do you work on?
I work in the vascular biology field. So we study molecular mechanism of vascular disease. Specifically, right now we are interested in understanding mechanism of aortic aneurysm, which is a dreadful disease for which there is no cure at the moment. So we are trying to understand how and why these aortic enlargements happen and trying to develop drugs which could prevent the disease or at least slow it down.
Wonderful. So basically, having worked in research for so many years, you probably have a gist of what's going on, what's happening in your specific field. And so my question for you today would be, which do you think are the most, let's say, promising areas in the field of cardiovascular disease and also connected diseases for the future? Do you have like a clinical sense that something is developing fast and will break through before other type of drugs, for example?
This is a very interesting question. It's definitely a very exciting time in biomedical research, and there are so many breakthroughs, both in the vascular field and in oncology and in infectious disease, in many, many fields. But I think one of the most promising fields applied to biomedical research is artificial intelligence. You probably heard a lot recently about artificial intelligence because it's in the news almost every day. And of course, there is a lot of talking about the pros and the cons of artificial intelligence and how we should probably regulate it and so forth. But applied to the medical and biomedical research, I think artificial intelligence could be a super useful tool because, for example, you can use machine learning to and the computational power of artificial intelligence to, for example, diagnose diseases. Let's say you have MRI images or scans or ultrasound scans. So artificial intelligence has the power to detect even a single cancer cell, for example. Or in my field, machine learning could be used to teach a model how to diagnose or detect the initial changes in the vasculature that may lead to an aortic aneurysm before it happens. Or, for example, the power of artificial intelligence can be used to analyze data sets from RNA sequencing, DNA sequencing, which are usually very huge data sets, to try to predict which sets of genes can predispose you to a specific disease. Of course, this is something that already we are doing in the medical research and in the medical field, but with the computational power of artificial intelligence, we will have much more power of and precision in understanding really diseases and diagnose them way in advance of what we can do today. So I think it's very exciting times for research and the medical field. Of course, there are cons about artificial intelligence because the model is as good as the data that you feed the model. So we have to be careful in this moment to really use the right data to feed the model in order for it to be accurate later on. So I think there is a lot to do in that field.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And let's talk about PIB, so Professionisti Italiani in Boston. So since you are involved with this association, can you tell us what PIB is and what it does?
Yes, I'm very happy to be part of PIB. I've been with them since 2013. And PIB, Professionisti Italiana Boston, is a local association of Italian professionals in Boston. We have about 1,000 members at the moment, and we are very proud and happy to organize events for the professional community and the Italian community in Boston. These events are usually of interest for professionals and for people that love Italian language and Italian culture. So we will have a networking cocktail. So this is a get together in which you get to know other professionals in the area, and you can create professional connections. You can meet new friends. And of course, it's very useful for people that just came to Boston recently. But it's also an opportunity for people like us who have been living in Boston now for many years to know each other and create these connections. Of course, in addition of creating the community, we also strive to promote Italian excellence, Italian culture. So our events also involve inviting prominent Italian figures and speakers, for example, in the world of biotech or of science in general, or in the food industry, in the engineering field, but also musicians and cooks, everything involving Italian culture to really show the great achievements that our community achieved both in Boston and everywhere in the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's so nice to have such an association in Boston where the Italian American community is so well represented. I was really surprised to know that you already have 1,000 members. This is really, really something remarkable. And thank you, Francesca, for being one of the organizers of Professionisti Italiani Boston. So you seem to be a very eclectic and dynamic personality. So what else do you do beside your wonderful academic career? What else do you do in your spare time, and which other organizations are you involved with?
In addition to PIB, I'm actually also part of another Italian-American association called October is Italian Heritage Month. This is an umbrella organization which includes several Italian-American and Italian organizations in New England and in the Boston area, including PIB, obviously. So the goal of this association is to really promote the Italian heritage culture, and they organize several events in October, which is, as you may know, the Italian Heritage Month has been declared both by the city of Boston and nationally in all United States. And then I'm also part of another organization which we formed recently at Boston University, where I work, and it's called BU Italian Heritage Group, which is has similar mission, so to promote the Italian heritage and the Italian culture in the Boston University community, because we didn't have so far any of such associations of Italian professors and students and postdocs and researchers. So we are trying to build now this community also in the university. As a spin-off of PIB, also I should mention several years ago, we created Scuola PIB, which means Scuola Piccoli Italiani a Boston, which has obviously the great mission of teaching Italian to kids of Italian origin or that they want to learn Italian. So this is the only school in all New England in which classes are taught entirely in Italian. There is no English involved. So you have a full immersion in the Italian language, and we hope the kids, they go from 3 years old until 12 years old, they will learn and they will keep the language.
Thank you so much. And last question for you today, what do you miss the most about Italy and what do you like about the USA?
Yeah, this is an interesting question, because I think all of us here, we like and hate different aspects of both countries, obviously. So we are in the middle between two cultures, and I believe we try to take the best from both. So I think what I miss the most, of course, about Italy is the beauty and the history. Everywhere you walk in Italy, every city, every village, you really are immersed in these historical surroundings that are unique, I think, to Italy and maybe to other cities in Europe, but also the beauty, the art, which is unique and definitely we don't have here. Maybe in Boston we are lucky that we have some Islam for United States, relatively speaking, but compared to Europe, it's much less. And also, I think Italian excellence for everything we do in Italy, and for example even in the manufacturing sector, I think in Italy we really strive for excellence and for making things that last over time and with great attention to detail. I find this very different here in United States, where things are, I don't think, are made to last. They are more on the, you know, it's more turnover and evolution faster than the approach that we have back in Europe. But the United States is great because they are really the land of innovation and that to-do attitude, that if you want to do something, you can find a way to achieve what you are set to do. There is a lot of investment in innovation, in technology. Of course, in Boston, we are in a hub of biomedical research, technology, engineering. So I think that's wonderful compared to Europe, where sometimes bureaucracy or red tape make realizing things more difficult than I believe in United States. At least this is my impression, having lived here for now almost 20 years.
Wonderful. So thank you for giving us your vision about being an Italian-American professional based in the United States. It's always very interesting when you can compare two different cultures. And I think what's the best part is when you can take the best of every culture and put them together. This is what I've been trying to do in the last 9 years, and this is very, very nice. And this is what basically the United States is, a multicultural country that put together really a wonderful melting pot of cultures, languages, and heritage.
Absolutely.
So, Francesca Seta, thank you for being with us. Thank you for your time. We know you're super busy and you found this spot. We are really honored that you found the time and hope to have you again.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure and very happy to be with you.
Our pleasure, Francesca. Thank you for being here today. And thank you, PIB, for being our sponsors in Italieco and Smile and Shine.